Coach, last night the word in chapel was don't let this moment pass you by. What did you tell your team?
I repeated those words. I said, this is our moment, you know, and we don't want to let this pass us by. Let's take advantage of it. It's right there in front of us. Let's go out there and take advantage of this opportunity. And that's exactly what our guys did.
Take me through the first moment with Percy Harvin. 105 kickoff return, longest in Viking history. What does he mean to this football team? I know I've asked you that again, but again and again and again, he just continues to make plays.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about playmaker. When you look that up in the dictionary of playmaker, you're going to see Percy Harvin's name next to it. I mean, he's incredible. I mean, he does so many things for our team, for our offense. He's a special player without question.
Your defense was aggressive. The play of your secondary, take us through that.
Well, you know, we went into it this week really challenging. You know, our entire defense, because of their offense, they score a lot of points. As you know, Greg put up a lot of yards, and Allen and the defensive staff put together a great game plan, and our guys went out and executed the plan to perfection. They did a great job.
Shutting down Calvin Johnson, come on, let's face it, he was almost non-existent today.
I know, you know, you see so often where you think you have him shut down, and all of a sudden he's in the back of the end zone over top of your defense. And today, our guys just continued to play, and never flinched, and really contained him for the most part, which is very difficult to do because they're always trying to target him.
Let me go back to Marcus Sherrill in special teams. 77-yard punt return on his 26th birthday. made a couple plays on special teams and as well as on defense. What does he mean to this football team?
Well, you know, Marcus is one of those guys, Greg, and you can relate to this, who is a fighter to the nth degree. You know, you got to remember that he was a free agent when he came in this league, one of those call of the wild type of guys, and he has that never-die attitude, and he just fights and fights, and he continues to make plays. And he's one of those guys, when you're about to make the cut, you always wonder, okay, is he going to make it this year? And he finds a way. And then he goes out and does what he did today. He's an excellent player for our football team.
Let's stick with special teams. Place kicker Blair Walsh, again and again, proves huge dividends. I think we counted 19 touchbacks at four games into the season, where we had a total of 19 touchbacks all of last year.
Well, as you know, that was a big emphasis of ours because what happens, field position is such a big deal in our league, and when people are starting from the minus 30, minus 35, usually that equates to points. And the fact that Blair has done such a great job in making people have to start minus 20 or inside, it's helped our defense tremendously. It's made a big difference. So he's been a tremendous asset for our football team.
Talking about an asset, Jerome Simpson, having him back into the offensive mix.
Jerome, I mean, you saw what his speed means to us. His first game back, he draws two pass interference calls. The big catch he makes as we're trying to run out some clock, the fact that Adrian had 100 yards today, you can contribute some of that to the fact that we were able to get some single high coverage, some two high coverage because of Jerome. So he's going to help us in a lot of ways.
Everson Griffith continues to show his versatility, playing linebacker, dropping in coverage, two sacks today.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of those guys who plays his tail off every week. I mean, he's a very good special teams player as well, and he's a multi-purpose guy. You know, we can put him at end, we can put him at tackle, we can drop him back and play linebacker. He's a big asset for what we're trying to get accomplished.
Coach, last question before we let you go. Having the full-time officials back, especially in the latter part of the game, your thoughts?
Well, I told those guys before the game, glad to see them and glad that they were there to take control of that situation as well. I mean, the fact that they huddled up, talked it through, I thought they made the right call, down by contact. Good job by the officials.
Enjoy your first division win, Coach, in a long time.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Leslie Frazier. 20-13, the Minnesota Vikings over the Detroit Lions.